Hey friends, it's Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. Let's talk some story. So the New England Patriots defeated the Buffalo Bills 14-10 on Monday Night Football, bringing the Patriots' record to 9-4. In other words, the Patriots are at the top of the AFC. I will repeat that once again. The Patriots are at the top of the AFC. Can you believe it? Do you remember last year when the storyline was who would fare better, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick? Obviously, Brady won a Super Bowl, and the Patriots went with Cam Newton as the starter, and they did not fare so well. This season, the Patriots opted for rookie Mac Jones over Cam Newton, started off the season 2-4, and the Bucs were still the Bucs, defending Super Bowl champions, and they looked every bit the defending Super Bowl champions. The questions started to emerge. Just how good is this Patriot way? How good can this Patriot team be without Tom Brady? Well, the answer right now is the top of the AFC. They've won 7 straight. And they beat a Buffalo Bills team where, you know, Josh Allen was a front runner for the MVP last season. Recently, the Bills have looked vulnerable. And especially this game, another red zone flub, which historically has not happened with this team. But in recent weeks, we've seen more and more of uncharacteristic mistakes in the red zone from the Bills. Why such a low-scoring affair? Well, what if I told you that the wind was 25 to 35 miles per hour that night in Buffalo, and when it gusted, 50 to 55 miles per hour? How does that translate to the field? Well, it means that the Patriots threw 3 passes. Not in the first quarter, not in the first half. 3 passes in the entire game. Mac Jones was 1-for-1 at half. 1-for-1, I mean, he was perfect. He threw 1 pass at half. It was the fewest pass attempts in the first half by any team since 1978. Well, how did the Patriots put up numbers when Mac Jones was 2-for-3, 19 yards? The leading receiver for the Patriots had 1 reception for 12 yards? Well, the answer is on the ground. They played with 6 offensive linemen for over half of the snaps. The season average, by the way, was under 5%. Playing with 6 offensive linemen on the field. Obviously, the game plan versus Buffalo worked very well. They hemorrhaged the clock, and they absolutely dominated the front 7. Up front, the Patriots looked nothing short of phenomenal. Damian Harris, the running back, was averaging 9.9 yards per carry at half. I mean, I'm not a math major, but if you're telling me that I can hand the ball off and average a first down, I'm taking those odds. That's a pretty nice equation. Just want to give a quick shout out to the fullback, Jakob Johnson, because it was almost like having Cam Newton being your lead blocker. He was sensational all night long. I love fullback play. I think it's one of the most underrated positions in football. I think it's a lost art. Kyle Juszczyk is incredible. And Jakob Johnson had a day now, I'm telling you. He's 6'3", 255 pounds. And he was blocking linemen, blocking linebackers, just creating these massive holes. So big shout out to him. All in all, though, the Patriots dominated for the vast majority of the game. The only time that the Buffalo Bills had any sort of offensive production was on a short field when they had 10 points, a touchdown and a field goal. And at the very end, with a 2-minute drill, they were down 4 points. They wanted to go down and score. They're managing the clock pretty well. And like I said, earlier in the season, this is one of the best red zone teams in the NFL. So I like it. Bet on yourself. Go for it. Problem is, this series was indicative of their evening. It was a 1-on-1. Stephon Diggs, old reliable. Josh Allen throws his back shoulder fade. But get this, the ball was just a little high and outside. If it was 2 feet closer, it would have been a touchdown. The band would have been playing. It would have been a touchdown. Bills win. Alas, that wasn't the case. Very next play, false start. Now it's 3rd and a mile, 3rd and very long. Somehow, Josh Allen does not get sacked. It's actually very impressive. He evades a defensive lineman and then stiff arms another defensive lineman to the ground, which is very impressive. And then on the run, throws a dime to Knox. But it was just better defense. Deflected, and then 4th and a mile. Incredible defense once again by the Patriots. And it was actually a misread by Allen, which then results in a turnover of downs. The Patriots just run out the clock and take a quarterback kneel on 4th down with 1 second left. Game over. it was an incredible performance tactically by the Patriots, beautifully executed. And now they take their very familiar spot at the top of the AFC. I'm Corey Robinson with NBC Sports. I'd love to hear what you think about the game. Please reach out to me on social media using the hashtag CoreyStory.